phone in.
Best news.
Gordon Brown has pledged to spend his way out of the credit crunch personally. This morning, he took delivery of a Super Gold credit card from Barclays Bank. On it, he is authorised to spend at least £70 trillion before he reaches his credit limit, and even then, he only has to call the bank and he'll likely be given an even higher limit. The bank owes him a favour anyway as he bailed them out last week. So far, he's been busy with the country's new loot, buying new fighter jets for the Ministry of Defence and installing a plasma in every hospital waiting room in the country. He's also pledged to take former Prime Minister Tony Blair's vision of putting a PC inside the home of every child even further by promising each person under the age of 11 a free PlayStation 3. Well, we've got Gordon Brown to speak to him about these controversial plans right now. Thank you very much, Gordon Brown, for coming on. You say you can spend your way out of this credit crunch. Now, what sort of things have you been spending on the car that you've received this morning in an effort to help the country?
Well, as you initially described before, I have been buying things like these plasma TVs for hospital wards and children under the age of 11 getting a free PlayStation 3.
Now, do you mind me being rude?
No, go ahead.
How on earth, in the name of all sanity, will that help the current economic crisis by spending more money?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, why did you apply for a personal credit card in your name with a credit limit of over £70 trillion that you can never hope to pay back?
For goodness sake, I'm just hoping that the World Bank will forget about it in time, just as they have for 50-odd African countries. I am a politician, not a mathematician.
You've also cut VAT to 15%. Is that so that you can get some of these items significantly cheaper that you've been buying?
I have not cut VAT to 15%. That is not true. Alistair Darling has done that. He is the Chancellor. I was the Chancellor for 10 years. But thankfully, I am now the Prime Minister. That is King. Alistair Darling has the crap cleanup job of being the Chancellor. But to go back to my idea before about these PlayStations for children under 11... one for each person under 11. It is a perfectly fair system. I visited an Indian family from West London the other day. This family now have 11 PS3s, and each of them don't even have to take turns because they've got one of their own.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gordon Brown. It sounds that at least your PlayStation plan has some sense to it.
Best news.